So when we're talking about work experience, many of us mentioned minimum 2 years, but it's not just that quantity, it really is the quality of work experience that you're developing. So what I think in general MBA programs are looking for are people who are coming to the program who have started to develop their leadership ability, started to develop some decision making. So in terms of the roles that you're looking to get into, look for the opportunity to definitely work in teams, because I think that that's a big piece of all of our programs. And when you're in that professional setting, if the opportunity comes up to volunteer to lead a project or to take on a little bit of additional responsibility, to mentor a colleague, take on these types of responsibilities, because those will demonstrate to the MBA admissions team that you have this leadership potential and desire, and that you're also motivated and driven to succeed. So think about sort of those bullet points that you're going to be putting underneath the job title that you have on your resume. What are those achievements? What are those highlights that are going to be separating you from other people coming into the program? So really think about developing those leadership, decision-making, teamwork type skills. Doesn't matter where you're doing it in terms of the industry that you're going into, and everything will look it'll look a little bit different depending on if you go into, let's say, more of a banking type role or more of an industry type role or more of a marketing type role. It will look different, but you're still developing some strong skill sets within each of those.
In our program, we require 2 professional references, and we're very keen on having professional references because the MBA degree is a very practical degree, and you're going to also learn in the program. You're going to improve your leadership skills. You're going to improve your teamwork skills, communication skills in the program. Just to give you an idea, at Rotman, we welcome any backgrounds. We're very diverse in that regard. This year we had 19% engineers, 16% commerce people, and the rest of the class was from all over the map. Very diverse class, and we encourage that because we want you to be able to share perspectives. Now, as said, regardless of the position you have, after graduation we don't expect you to become managers or directors right away, so it's going to be a relatively junior position, but it doesn't stop you from making an impact in the organization. That is especially what we're looking for in your essays and in your professional references. Has this individual contributed at all to the growth of the company or growth of the position he is holding? Like Jenny said, if there's any room for volunteering, do so. Try to show yourself. Try to work as closely as possible with your supervisor to prove your leadership potential. Because at the end of the day, when we receive an application, we look at it as a, has this person has any leadership potential? Is he going to be a leader in the future? Does she have the desire to become a leader? And only your essays and your professional references will tell us that. And our questions to the references are very straightforward. Basically, we want to find out if you have any potential to become a leader, how your communication skills are, and can you operate in teams. Our program is heavily based on teamwork, like all of the programs here. So we want individuals who are diverse, who are open-minded, and who want to excel on a regular basis. So once you start your job, get your foot in the door, try to make an impact on the organization. Try to impress your supervisor as much as you can, because we require one of the professional references to be your supervisor. Because think about it, a coworker can speak only so much about your leadership potential, but the supervisor is the person who's going to genuinely comment on your potential. Okay, hopefully that answers the question.
Thank you, Claire. Mary?
For us, actually, work is not a requirement to get admitted into the program. If you do have work experience, that's like an added bonus for you. We are a very diverse program. We're also very small. My class was only 31 people. This next class is 52. So it did increase in size, but that's right now probably as big as we can get. We have students that come from all areas of study, science, engineering, social science. We have students who have continued and done masters in engineering or PhDs in anything else and have come back. So it's a very, very diverse class. I think they encourage that because it creates a better dynamic in the class. There's different discussions going on, and it creates more dynamic teams. So the worker experience isn't a requirement. You do need 2 references, though, and if you've been out of school for more than 2 years, you need a professional reference. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Basically, I agree with many of the things that have already been said. Two-thirds of our students coming into Shulit come from different academic backgrounds other than business. And that's the one benefit of an MBA program, is that you don't have to have an undergraduate degree in business. It also means that your work experience is going to be very diverse. So people are coming from all kinds of different degrees. And that's fine for us. We're not looking for, and many people ask me, what's relevant work experience? Well, that depends. It doesn't have to be business experience as such, because we do appreciate any kind of experience that you have once you graduate. It is a factor if you can play some kind of leadership role in a project or something that's going on within the company, but we also recognize that at that point in time, you're a new graduate. So you have to work your way up in that company or corporation. Or perhaps you're an entrepreneur, and that's also a very interesting area to come from as a background for the program. We do require 2 references as well, and they are online. They're very specific as to what we're looking for. They can be 1 academic reference, or they can be 2 professional references. But they should be from someone, if it's in the workplace, who you directly report to. Because we want to know what they think of the skills that we're asking in that reference. They also, it's very important that you know when you ask referees that they are going to give you a good reference. And that is one of the pitfalls, believe it or not. There are times when I've come across a recommendation that I think, wow, what was this person thinking when they asked that person to give the reference? So do be careful. Make sure that those people that you think that you're really great really do, because it does happen, and it's something that you need to watch out for.